Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 7, verses 1 through 13, and the Reverend Andy Becker is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, chapter 7. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people, while some said, "He's a good man." Others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus, amen. I've lived now in the Show Me State for almost two decades. The nickname Show Me State is said to have been derived from a speech by Missourian U.S. Representative William Duncan Vandiver, where he said, "I'm from Missouri. You will have to show me." No mere words or sophistry was going to convince him. He had a practical, skeptical, no-nonsense approach that came to represent all Missourians. And whether you're from Missouri, have lived here about 20 years, or have never even spent 2 minutes in Missouri, we can all have a little bit of this show me attitude. In John 7, our reading for today, we get one of the few accounts of Jesus interacting with his earthly family. It's time for the Feast of Booths in Jerusalem, and Jesus' brothers are telling him to relocate his mission and work to that city. They want Jesus to reveal himself to his followers there in Jerusalem, to show his followers there, to show them and everyone else who he is. And we can desire for Jesus to show himself to us, too. Show me, Jesus, as you answer my prayers the way I want. Act on my terms. Be the God I want you to be when I want you to be it. Jesus, I hear your word, but I need you to act for me. Heal me, to heal my family member, to repair my relationship, ease the financial burden, bring stability to our country, peace to our world. Show me, Jesus. In essence, that's what the brothers, Jesus' brothers, are asking for. These younger brothers want Jesus to stop talking about it and just do it, to leave Galilee, to go to Jerusalem. It's interesting that the word they use to tell Jesus to go to the feast is not the normal verb that's used to describe feast going. Usually the word is to go up. And that's in a literal and physical sense, a literal and spiritual sense, describe that going up to the feast. You were going up to Jerusalem. You're going into the Judean hill country. And you were going up to Jerusalem, the city set on a hill. So physically, you would have to go up to get there. But you'd also be going up to Jerusalem spiritually. You would ascend to the temple, to the footstool of God, to the city of God. But go up is not the word that Jesus' brothers use. It's simply a direction to go, or even just to relocate there from Galilee to Jerusalem. And Jesus gives them a pretty tough rebuke. As we've learned, John tells us their response is caused by unbelief. When you don't trust Jesus or his word, when you demand proofs and signs, well, that's what it is. It's unbelief. But after Jesus rebukes them, he tells them something that has caused biblical scholars and theologians and believers heartburn. Jesus says, I'm not going up to this feast. My time has not yet come. And what causes the discomfort is that two sentences later, well, we see Jesus going up to the feast after he says he's not going to. Now, he does it in private. He goes in secret. So did Jesus lie? Was he untruthful? Was he deceiving his brothers? And if so, has he just shown us something else than being the perfect sinless Son of God? What has he revealed if his talk and actions don't line up with one another? Now, we know that Jesus often spoke in parables, that his words had deeper meaning for his hearers, and that those original hearers didn't always understand. Sometimes the gospel writers explain what Jesus is doing, and sometimes they don't. For example, when Jesus says that I will tear down this temple and raise it again in 3 days, in John's gospel, he explains that he was talking about his body. We know about the resurrection. But in Matthew, when his accusers quote Jesus saying this, no explanation is given. Here, Jesus' words aren't explained to us by John either. But Jesus is speaking ironically, with a deeper meaning. This is not the feast where he will reveal himself. This is not the feast where he will go up, where he will be raised up. When Jesus uses the specific word to go up, that one that is usually used when talking about going up to the feast, when Jesus uses it, he's talking about going up to the Father. Even in his teaching, his preaching, his miracles, Jesus is still hidden. But through the hiddenness of the cross, when Jesus is raised up, there he's revealed. That's his time. Yes, Jesus would attend this feast, but this is not the feast where he would go up. This is not the feast where he would be revealed to be shown to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That feast was coming. There he went up, was raised up so that all who would look upon him in faith would be saved, not from every bad thing in life, but from sin and death. There, on the cross, he shows himself to his followers, to his brothers, and to you. There is where he acts for you. He demonstrates his love for you in this. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He shows you, and he shows me. Not in the glory that his brothers imagined, but in the gory death for the sins of the world. He shows you. He shows you his love, his presence, and his peace. And so with boldness and confidence, we believe in Jesus. Not by daily proofs and miracles done openly and abundantly. Not that God can't or doesn't or won't work in these ways. But our belief comes because Jesus has gone up. Because he's been revealed to Israel and to the world as the Lamb of God on the cross with the empty tomb, Your Savior's revealed. He's shown you his glory as of the only one from the Father, full of grace and truth. And he's done it by going up for you and for me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.